Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Beis, and we continue. We're here with Elohein HaNisrafin, the second to last full daf here in the ninth parak, as we continue our march through the Dalan Mises Bezdin Prakim, and we continue our discussions of we had Ritzicha, and we had the issues of Kippah on yesterday's daf, and now we have a couple of unusual cases which the Gemara quotes a unique halacha for. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Aleph Mabez, Hagonev es a kasva. If somebody steals a kasva, what's a kasva? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Vamakalel bekosem. Or if somebody is makalel, as we'll see, curses Hashem through a kosem. Well, somebody curses Megadev, curses God, by saying that the magical power should curse God. Mekalel bekosem. And finally, the one that the today's daf is all about, v'habal aramis, if somebody violates and commits a indecent act in public, boil aramis with an Aramean woman, with an ovedes avodah zara, kanoin poginbo. The halacha is kanoin, which we usually translate as zealots. Poginbo can kill the perpetrators. Zealots, though, usually has a negative connotation, so I'd rather not translate it as zealots. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kanoin, who are Kanoin? B'nei Adam Ksheirin, Hamiskanin Kinaso Shel Makom. Kosher people who are trustworthy, who are acting in the place of God, Poginbo B'Shasharon Esamaisa. And Rashi continues, v'halacha l'moshe misinaihu. This is the only time in halacha where we have such an idea. We've been talking for many months about Hasra and Bezdin and Masa Umatan and Kabbalas Edus and so many different details of the halachic legal process, and all of a sudden we have something that goes totally against that. Kanoin Poginbo, a new type of halacha, as we'll see, based on the Chil Hashem Shabo, that is, makes it different, and therefore the act has to be stopped immediately, but it can only be stopped by people who are totally L'Shem Shamayim. Kanoin Poginbo, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igris Moshe, Evan Ezer, Aleph Lamed Ches, titled, Be'inyin Kanoin Poginbo, Pogin B'Bal Aramis. He wrote this to his son-in-law, and then he writes, Hinei Vade Be'emes, Kasher Kasafta, Shalahuter Ze Elala Kanoin. Who is a Kanoi? Vimula Kavana Acheres, and if it's not by a Kanoi, Hano Eno Kanoi, Vlahuter Lo, Umamelu Rotsech Mamish. If somebody doesn't have the right Kavanas, then he's a murderer. Right? This person who is killing, right? Zimri and Cosby, in the classic example, right? If Pinchas would have killed them without the right Kavanas, he would have been considered a Rotsech. What do you mean? There was no Hasra, there was no Edim, there was no due process, there was no V'Hitzilu Ha'eda, there was no waiting overnight for Dinei Nefashos, all the details of that are usually required. Special Din, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Shu Chayev Mitza, Behush Be'etzem K'fi She'yadua Klapi Shmaya, Ach Eino Shayach Lahargo B'Dinei Adam, Bishum Du Lai Be'emes, Shu Kanoi, Da'afim Lufi Umdan Daitenu, Einish Zeh, Royal Madrigas Kanoi, Bikobakum Ulai Eino Umdan Ashalan, Emes, Pacific Nefashos Nahakel. Moshe says you go back and forth, you have to be a Kanoi. If he did it, there were Choshes that he wasn't a Kanoi, we're not allowed to put him to death, because maybe he was a Kanoi. But either way, one has to have ultimate special Kavana when one is involved, because it cannot have any ulterior motive, it can't have any personal elements to this act. Whenever we're talking about doing something against a fellow Jew, you know, one has to make sure that kavanah is clear. All right, we've quoted in the past from Rav Kook and the other Achronim based on the Gemara in Maseches Bracha. So the Gemara says the author of Vilam Alshinim was Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan, Dafka Shmuel HaKatan. Why couldn't anybody write Vilam Alshinim? And then they had a whole vote who could write Vilam Alshinim, and what's the just write a bracha. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah wrote all the other brachas. Why Vilam Alshinim was so unique? So Rav Kook explains, and the other Achronim explained, because Shmuel HaKatan was the one that was always fond of saying, as we know in Pirkei Avos, Bin Folo Yifchal Tismach. Right, when your enemy falls, do not rejoice. Right, the only reason that we want our enemy to fall is so that we are okay and we have more shalvas hanefesh to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we needed a totally lishma individual. One might call him a kanoi. Again, shouldn't be translated as we usually, you know, people might use the word kanoi to mean something else, and the Gemara uses it. Kanon Poginbo is used in the most positive way, totally l'shem shemayim. That was Shmuel HaKatan. Because we're writing something to about and undermining and protecting us from Mosrim and from informants, v'lam al shin malti sikva, one needed someone who would only write that totally l'shem shemayim without any ulterior motive, and that is why Dafka Shmuel HaKatan had to be used. That's the halacha bol aramis kanoin pogin bo, right? The kanoi Pinchas had to come and save the day. We've quoted in the past, but we can't not quote it. I mean, these are the Pinchas Dafim and Shas right here. So we have to quote. If anybody ever needs a back pocket bris mila dvar Torah or shalom zachar, right here it is, right here. The first psukim that we say when the baby comes into a bris milah are the first few psukim in Pinchas. By Dabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev is Chamasi. What in the world does that have to do with bris milah? Okay, Al Pi Kabbalah, Pinchas has the same neshama as Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi comes to a bris, but we quote the psukim at the beginning of Pinchas. So what does Pinchas have to do with the bris? Why is he Malach HaBris? Number two, the question is asked, I think, by the Alshech, that the sources, maybe it's the Zohar, says that the Shem Hashem that's associated with Bris Milah is Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. Why? Because it says, right, when Avram is introduced to Bris Milah, Ani Kel Shakai, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yeh Tamim, I am Kel Shakai, and get a Bris Milah. That is the name of Hashem that is associated with Bris. So that's the, why is that? So a suggestion given is based on the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah base, right at the beginning of a Sefer, quotes the Medrash, where one of the Apikorsim, I think, asks Rabbi Yavahu, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't finish the job? Hashem created everything. He created a human being. He created a boy. He created livers and kidneys and heart and lungs and fingers. Everything. So let him just finish the job. What, he finishes everything, and then 8 days later, you know, we have to finish and complete the body. Just finish the job. So says Rabbi Avo back to Turnus Rufus. Says no. The point is that Bris Milah teaches the child and teaches us the concept of self perfection. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do everything, but the last step is up to you. You have to do the last. I give you so much. I do 99%. No, but you have to finish your body. You have to finish the physical. It says in the Sefer HaChinuch, Keshem Shetashlim Tzuras Gufo Shel Adam, Kach Tashlim Tzuras Nafsho, Ayidei Hechsher Pu'losav. Right, just like the physical body is finished by us, so too that's to teach us that the spiritual body could also be perfected, Ayidei Hechsher Pu'losav. So Bris Milah symbolizes Hashem doing a lot, but then stepping aside and saying, okay, now you do the rest. That's the message of Bris Milah. And that's Shakai. The Gemara tells us the name Shin Dalad Yud is Sha'amar Lo'olam Dai. Hashem says, enough. This is what I did. The last step is up to you. I can't do any more. And that's exactly what Pinchas is. What does Rashi say at the beginning? Bekano es kinasi. Rashi says, Bekano es kinasi. Shahaya liliksov. Bekatsvo es kaketsev shahaya liliksov. I should have done this. I should have taken care of Zibri and Cosby. I should have had a lightning rod cut them down. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to finish the job. So Hashem, so to speak, steps aside and lets Pinchas do the job. And that's what the Bris Milah is supposed to teach the baby and supposed to teach the what we celebrate. We celebrate the human input. We celebrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves over the last step for us to finish the job. Okay. Vayter. Our Kohen Sheshimesh Betuma. A Kohen that very unique, unusual. And we'll have to see what brought out like a regular violator to Beis Din, so chutz lazara umaftiras velcha begizrin. Right, they basically take him to the dark side outside of the azara. You don't want to cause tumas ohel in the Beis Hamikdash, and they punish him there instead of having him brought to Beis Din. He's like pashtus, he's chayev misa, as we will talk about. But also the chil Hashem public element in God's house. And he is tameh, and he is flouting the halacha, and he's trying to serve God in the way that he wants to, in public, in front of everybody, trying to get the kapara that way. That is totally inappropriate, undermining the whole system, a slap in the face of God, and you don't even wait to bring him to Beis Din. Alaperche kuda mosino so, as we saw, and they kill him there. Zar and Avi Mikdash, a zar that works in the base. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechenek, Vacham Omrim Bidei for this. Says the Gemara, my kasva. What is the first case of the Mishnah? You steal a kasva. Amar of Yehuda, klisharis, one of the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'cheinu omer v'esksos hanasech. V'echar amiza, where is the allusion, the hint to this halacha in the Torah? It doesn't say anywhere explicitly if somebody steals a klisharis, then they are chayim misa. V'lo yavo'u leros kevala es hakodesh v'mesu. Alright, the pasuk at the end of Bamidbar, right, that is not the pashtus of that pasuk has nothing to do with us. That has to do with that the Levium are not supposed to look at the Kalim as they wrap them up when they are traveling in the Midbar. So that is why that is the pashas of the pasuk, but we darshan it on a deeper level, and that is kivala also means when one swallows up, when I steal it, I have swallowed it up into my rishus. So that's talking to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the deeper idea of lo yavaliros kivala es hakodesh. Rashi says v'remez ba'almahu v'lo mikra nafik. It's really a remez ba'alma, right? It's not a specific. Not a limud from the pasuk. Diker krabu levim siv shehuzerush lo liros specific masos. They shouldn't look at the kalim as they put them into their nartik. It is unusual. The poskim point out we usually don't end a parsha on a downer. We don't end the parsha. You know, it's got to end like a little positive. So here, lo yavo liros kivalas hakodesh vamesu. Right. The mafarshim point this out on the end of parshas Vayikra. Where the end of Parshas Vayikra, the last pasuk in Vayikra, is V'chibra alav ha-koin al-lefnei Hashem v'nislach lo, talking about a carbon asham, al-achas mikol asher yaseh la-ashmava. Right, if somebody does any of these to find himself guilty. That's also a downer. That's why there is an ancient minhag. That's not, I've never seen it in any shul, but I've seen it written, that after Parshas Vayikra, the whole tzibur screams out, lo-kel asher shavas mikol ha-masim b'yam ha-shvi, to God who rested on the seventh day. What do we do? What does that have to do with Parshas Vayikra? That's the Rashi Tevas of the last two words. La Ashmava, Lokel Asher Shavas, Bikol Amaseh, Bayam Ashvi. So I've never heard of a minhag to do something with the last few words of Bamidbar. I don't know. But anyway, this is a minhag quoted. I've never seen it, but I've seen it inside. But that's also the end of Bamidbar. There is a Machlokas Mishonim. The Rambam quotes the Bahag in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? We know one of the reasons that the Rambam was motivated to write the Sefer HaMitzvos was because he couldn't accept what the Bahag had done. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, one of the earliest, if not the earliest Sefer HaMitzvos that was written, has a lot that the Rambam does not agree with. So the Rambam got up and was motivated to write his own Sefer HaMitzvos. So in the Hakdama, in the Shirashim, to the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Sefer HaMitzvos itself was written as a Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, so there he quotes that the Bahag counts this pasuk as a mitzvah. Counts this pasuk. Avalo yavolo yiros kevala sakodesh vamesu. Says the Rambam in Shoresh Shlishi, in the third, where he writes there that, right, the 14 rules of counting mitzvahs and not counting mitzvahs, the Rambam says, you don't count mitzvahs that are temporary, that are not noheg l'doros. There is no, one of the 613 is not, you're not allowed to leave your house on Pesach because the Malach HaMavis is coming through because of Makas Bechoros. That's not counted as one of the 613. Or it doesn't count, there's an Issa d'Oraisa to go collect the mon on Shabbos morning. Right, that's not an Isser d'Oraisa l'doros. That applied at a certain time in history. So too, the Rambam says here, in Shoresh Shlishi, every mitzvah, he quotes the idea for the Midrashim, that every mitzvah is connected to a certain limb, and that's only eternal. Eternal mitzvahs are therefore eternal limbs. Let me just quote the line that's important for us. V'kvarta gam kein zula seinu b'shoresh hazeh. He doesn't quote him by name. Other people have made a mistake in this regard. Umana ba'avur shahatzar lo hayecholes v'lo yavo lo liros kevalas hakodesh. Quoted that pasuk. Umana lo yavot od b'levim. V'ilu gam kein eina noheges l'doros ki'im ba'midbar. They're only in the midbar. V'yava b'sha'amru. Remez lagonev hesakasva lo yavo liros. Even though he quotes our Gemara, there's a remez in that pasuk. V'yesh dai sipuk ba'amram remez v'shapashte dekra enokein. It's a remez, but it's not the pashut of the pasuk. V'eno gamkein michlal mechuyve misa b'dei shemayim. Kamo sheizbar petosefta u'besanhedrin on daf pekimel. V'ani nifla mizeh shemana elu halavim. If you quote this kind of halacha, when the Levim were in the midbar, well, that's the pashas of the pasuk. And don't tell me it's going to be a kasva because that's only a remez. If you quote that, lama lomana amru baman. Aisha yosef enu ad boker. Why don't you quote the Isra of leaving over the man overnight? V'yamru yisaleh, al tatzar es moav, al tizkar ba milchama. Right, all the special rules when we were going to fight Ammon and Moab. V'chein yimne aseh lecha saraf, v'sim oso al nes. When Moshe was commanded to make a copper serpent, not exactly commanded, but that's what he made. V'yamru, kach tzinsenes achas v'ten shana melo omer. Take the bottle of man and put it next to the aron. Right, why isn't that counted as one of the 613? It was only one person in history, but if you're counting temporary events, obviously the Bahag would have to answer that there's a difference between them. V'lo yisapeg baal seichel, ki elu kulam mitzvos nemru lo lamoshe et sivui ve'azara, ach kulam hayu lofi sha'a, ve'enan o'agos ladaros, v'lochein lo yimnu. U'bavur ashar jazeh gamkein, ein roi limnos brachos uklalos, shedetz tavu. Baham har grizav har evo. Those also are in mitzvah saladaros. And the Ramban goes through all of this and defends the Bahag as he is wont to do. But that is an important discussion on this pasuk. Lo yavo liros. The Bahag quotes it. The Rambam jumps on him, and the Ramban needs to defend. Viter. Vamakala b'kosem. Second to last line. Tadir of Yosef. What does that mean? Yake kosem es kosamo. The kosem, the force of the magic, should curse the creator of the magic, which is Hashem, right? A form of Magadev. V'itema Rabba Marmari Ami Yakeo Kosem Lo Ula Kono Ula Makno. Right, curses the one Klape Mala. He combines Hashem. He's Beshatef Hashem. It's a curse. The one that was Kona the world. Umakna the Briusav is Tuvo. Rashi says and gives the world all of its goodness. Right, the source of everything. Right, you should give that. He should be cursed. Right, interesting. So Hashem is called, as Rashi says here, Kono, Kone Shemayim Varetz. We've often pointed out also, the word Kinyan does not mean acquired. Like here, Hashem did not acquire that he bought the world. He acquired the world, he didn't. And that's why some, when they translate the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, Ha'isha Niknes, that does not mean that a man buys a woman. Right? The word Kinyan does not mean to acquire and to buy. Kone means status change. A woman's status is changed in marriage. That's true. Why is that? They're not the man's as much? So that's a good question. But in terms of the wording, Niknes means acquired. Just like, does not mean acquired. It means status. Just like Kone Shemayim V'Aretz. Hashem created the world, and therefore Hashem owns the world, so to speak. He's the Bialim on the world. But that's the Lashon of Kone Shemayim V'Aretz, which we say every Friday night. And Rashi quotes right here, Kone Es Ha'olam, based on the language of the Gemara, Lo Ula Kono Ula Makno. So those two are discussed in short. Why is that one dafka also? Kanan Pogenbo? Makala Bakosim? Is he doing that in public? Doesn't specify here. But also, Alach Moshe B'Sinai, these are the three. And now we get to the one that obviously Pinchas made famous. V'haboel Aramis. Right? Pinchas goes and sees the terrible Chil Hashem that's taking place in public, where one of the great leaders of the Jewish people go take an Aramean woman who was known for her Avodah Zarah, who was known for her Znus, and goes, and everybody knows what's going on with them in public. So that unbelievable Chil Hashem, Kanon Pogenbo, is what the halacha is. So by Minei Rav Kahana Mei Rav, Lo Pogenbo Kanon Mahu. What happens if they didn't get it in time? One of these terrible Averis, or Gbol Aramis, was taking place in public, and they weren't, nobody was able to get and kill the people involved in time. What's the halacha? Mahu, Rashi, ma'onesh b'davar. Right, you can't bring them to Beis Din right now, as we'll see, because there was no Hasra, and it's over. It's done. The special halacha of Kanan Pogan is only b'shas ma'isa. But, mahu, inshe rav l'gamre. Rav forgot the halacha, right? That's a chizik for us. Even Rav sometimes forgets things. Akrayuhu l'rep. Why is that in the Gemara? What is the halacha teaching me in Shas? The fact that Rav forgot something. Obviously, Ravina and Ravashi wanted to give us some chizik. Akruya l'rep kahana b'chalme. Rav Kahana that night saw a following pasuk in a dream. That's the next message for us. Halavai, we should dream of psukim. Right? Bagda Yehuda v'soeva nasta b'Yisrael ubi Yerushalayim. Ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahev uba'al bas el nechar. That is the pasuk. So each phrase, as we'll see, means something. But that was the pasuk Rav Kahana saw in his dream. Asa amarle. The first step for us is to see those psukim when we're awake. Right, to learn Sefer Malachi. You know, after we see them when we're awake, maybe we'll be zocha to see them in a dream. So that's also the message. So Asa Amarle, Hachi. That's a shout out for our Navi Shir. As we just started Sefer Yirmiyahu. We'll get into it after Yantif. Amarle Hachi Akruyin. Says this is Rav Kahana tells his Rebbe, this is the pasuk I saw in when I was sleeping. Adkir Rav Gamri. Rav's like, oh, Hashkacha. Now I remember exactly what the halacha is. That's the pasuk. Why didn't Rav have the dream? Why did Rav Kahana have the dream? Good question. But Adgri Rav Gamre, Bogta Yehuda Zuavodes Kochavim. That somebody, right, Yehuda rebels and transgresses and is treasonous. Avodah Zara. V'cheinu Omer, Kain Bagadatem B, Beis Yisrael, Nu Mashem. V'soeva Nasta B, Yisrael, B'Yushalayim, Zeh Mishkav Zachar. V'cheinu Omer, Zachar Lo Sishka, Mishkevei Isha, Toeva Hi. So the word Toeva means Mishkav Zachar. Kichilel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, Zuzona. V'cheinu Omer, Lo Tiyek Kadesha, Mibinos Yisrael. It's changed on the side, the Pasuk, and that's referring to Znus. Uba Basel Nechar, Zabal Akusis. Right, that's referring to someone who is with an Aramean, a non-Jewish woman. V'ksiv basrei yachrei. And what is in all these terrible averas? What happens to the person? The last one is important for us. Yachrei Hashem la'ish asher yasena er va'ona me'ahale Yaakov u'magish mincha la'shem svakos. Right, that is the punishment. They'll be cut off. They'll be cut off. And what's the remez? Im talmid chacham hu lo yehelo er bechachamim va'ona betalmidim. Ervoni won't have an heir, somebody who is awake and asks questions to the Talmidim and to the Chachamim, or somebody who gives answers to the Talmidim, meaning he won't be involved in Torah. His family will be cut off from Torah. Im kohen hu, lo yeh lo ben magish mincha l'Hashem tzvakos. So basically we see Hashem will take care of this person. Hashem will take care of this person. That was Baal Aramis, right? It's not that he's going to be put to death by Bezdin. Period. Amar b'chia bar avuya. Kalabala kusis. If somebody does this, if somebody violates and is with a non-Jewish woman, kilu mischatein is as if he's marrying the avodah zara. What does that mean? Tachsev ubal bas al nechar, because that's what the pasuk says. Uvechi bas yishlo leel nechar. Do fake gods have daughters? So what does that mean? There's a bas el nechar. Elazeh abal akusis. No, it's referring to somebody who's with a non-Jewish woman who wants children from a non-Jewish woman. Are not Jewish, and they will be led astray, and therefore those are like the children of the idol, the children of the El, children of the El Nechar. The Rambam notes here, when he quotes this halacha, that I'm a furish in the Gemara, what about a Bas Ger Toshav? Right, so here it says Bas El Nechar, that's the source for Aramis. That's what the Rambam says, that a Bas Ger Toshav, also a terrible Avera. Obviously, if somebody's with a Ger Toshav as a non-Jewish woman in public, there's no marriage here. There's no, it's just Maisas Nus, but there's no Kanan Poken Bo. And the Mefarshim say this must be a source, because the source is El Nechar, and a Ger Toshav at least is not Obed Avodah Zarah. We know the Gemara of Avodah Zarah has three different opinions. What is a Ger Toshav? The Ritva discusses this in Makos, and Rashi all over Shas, not here, but Rashi, I don't think here. Rashi all over Shas says, what's the definition of a Ger Toshav? Rashi says it's someone who is not Obed Avodah Zarah anymore. Ochal Nevelos and doesn't need Avodah Zarah. Rashi does not quote the opinion that it's somebody who is Makabel Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Right? Generally, it's not. I think Rashi quotes that in one place, but most of the places Rashi quotes the idea of accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Yud Beis, Dalid, and Hey, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, after he quotes all the details of Kanan Pogenbo, which Beis Hashem will get to, Va'ba Basker Toshav Ein HaKanan Pogenbo. Avol Makan Oso Makas Mardus, says the Magen Mishnah, Lo Matzasi Zemavur. Didn't find where the Rambam got this from. Avol Dover Nirehu. But it makes sense. She'ein Lanu Ella Baba Al Hagoya Ovedes Avodah Zarah. Avol Ger Toshav Shehu Goy Shekiba Olav Shelolav Avodah Zarah Ein Bito Bedin Zeh. But the Mefarshim say, this is the source right here. Boa Bas El Nechar. Right? It's not, you're right, it makes sense, but it's not only makes sense, it's a pasuk, says the, say the Mefarshim. Period. Once we're quoting statements from Reb Chiya Bar Avuya, see, here's the next one. Kasuv al Galgalto shel Yehoyakim. Right? It was written on the skull of Yehoyakim. Who is Yehoyakim? One of the terrible, richest kings at the end of Malchus Yehuda. Yoshio HaMelech was the last chance we had. The last chance we had Yoshio. He had an unbelievable tshuva movement, and things were going great and amazing. And for some inexplicable reason, when Paro Necho was traveling through Eretz Yisrael to go fight Ashur, I think it was, going from Mitzrayim, nothing to do with the Jews. Yoshio went out with his tiny army, and he started to fight Paro Necho, even though Yirmiyahu HaNavi told him not to. and just let them go by. For some reason he thought that Bnei Yisrael were on such a level, even though some of them were still doing Avodah Zarah, and he was killed in battle. And that was it. That was the final nail in the coffin. Right? Yirmiyahu HaMelech wrote Eicha Paragimel as a hesped for Yoshio HaMelech, and after that Yoshio's sons took over. Yehoyachin and Yehoyakim, and one was worse than the next one. Until Tzidkio HaMelech, right? Tzidkio, the third final son, the Tzidkio was the name given to him by Nebuchadnezzar. He was the one, and eventually he rebelled also, and yet Nebuchadnezzar blinded him, and then he eventually died in Bavel, and then the earlier son became king. Either way, Yehoyakim was one of the worst. So the Navi says that he was going to get punished. And the language was, and this was written on his skull. We'll see what happened. Zos va'od acheres. This punishment and another punishment. What is that? Zakeno de Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda, who is famous for his teaching Torah 400 times to the student in Mesechas Erevin. Zakeno de Rabbi Preda, Ashkachahu Gold Alta. He found a skull. Tavishadi Abishari Yerushalayim. He found a skull that was sitting by the gates of Yerushalayim. Vukasavi Lave, Zos Vaod Acheres. And on it, it was written, Zos Va'od Acheres. That was written on the skull. Right, Rashi, if you look on the fourth skinny line, all the way on top, Zos Va'od Acheres, Nekama Nasis Bakvar, he already had Nekama, meaning he was not Zocha to be buried, right, part of his punishment. Va'od Acheres Ta'asebo. There's going to be another punishment. We're going to talk a lot about all of these kings in Parachelek. You can't learn Navi without learning Parachelek. Parachelek has so many stories all about David and Shmuel and the Malachim and Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu. All of it is all in Parachelek, B'ez Hashem, here, coming up in a couple of, in 2 weeks or so. Says, so that's what it says on the skull. Zos Va'od Acheres. So what, he didn't know what this was, the grandfather of Rabbi Preda. Kavra V'hadan Avog. Kavra V'hadan Avog. He buried it, and then it popped up out of the ground again. He buried it, it popped up out of the ground, right? Mamash a miracle. Amar, so he knew a little Navi. He says, Hai Golgalta Shel Yehoyakim. This must be Yehoyakim's skull, which is already a curse, it's never going to be buried. Dechsiv bei kfuras chamor yikaver sachova hashlech mehala l'sharei Yerushalayim. Right, he'll be buried like a donkey. Like he won't be buried; he'll just be strewn out by the gates of Yerushalayim. That's what it must be. So Amar, so he says, okay, he won't be buried, but Malka, he was still a king. V'lavar achara levzuye. I don't want to just leave it out. So shakla karcha b'shirai. He wrapped it up in silk. V'osei b'sifti. Put it in a box and he brought it home. He put it in his house. Asi debisu. One time, his wife comes in and finds it. Chazisa, she sees it. Who is this skull? Nafka, she goes out. She goes to ask her neighbors, her friends. Amr lahusha l'shivivate. She goes to ask her neighbors. Amr lahi, they say to her, oh, hi de itza kamaisahi. This must be his first wife, his first lover. To lo kamin shila. He can't forget her. He can't forget her. He says, really? Shagrasa l'tanura. She takes the skull, throws it into the oven, vakalsa, and burns it down to ashes. Right, Kiyasa, when the Saba to Rabbi Preda came back and realized what happened, he says, I guess the Kadosh Baruch Hu was smarter than me. Right, I was going to give it a little covet. Amar Hainu Dechsiv Alei Vavei Zos Va'od Acheres. Not only was it not buried, but it was burned. And therefore, he was not Zoche, Yehoyakim was not Zoche to anything. The Gemara says later on, we'll get to this on Daf Kuf Dalid, that one of the two Averis, two opinions, what was the worst thing he did? Either Sarafes HaTorah, maybe he burned the Torah in public, or Ba'al Imo, the Gemara says. Right? He was with his mother. And the Gemara even says that right before the act, his mother turns to him and says, what do you do? What kind of Hanah? What are you getting out of this act? Says the, let me just see if I can find it. These Dafim are very large here I'm sorry, that was a different line. Amon. The Gemara says it about Amon. It also says in a different place that the line I was about to quote was Amon, which is also one of the worst kings. But the Ian Yaakov says over there, also he was Baal Imo. So just like he was going back to his roots, he was not Zocha to go back to his roots. He was not Zocha to be buried. And that's why one of the reasons, Mida Kineged Mida. Okay, there's a lot more there about him, but we'll continue. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Omar, Beis Dino Shel Chashmonai Gazru, back to the Din of Kanan Poganbo. The Bezdin Shel Chashmonai, an ancient Bezdin made a Gzera. Haba Alakusis, if somebody violates with a non-Jewish woman, Chayev Aleh Mishum Nashga. They're violating four stringent, serious Yisurei Drabanan. Nashga. What does Nashga stand for? We'll see soon. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, whenever you see Rav Dimi, Ravin is usually close behind. Amar Mishum Nashgaz. They switch the Aleph and the Zion. What are they? Nida? Number one, Nida. A non-Jewish woman is really not a Nida Daraisa. She cannot become tamei. But Chazal goes there tumas nida on her. Says Rashi Avapi Shadam Kusis does not have the halacha for tumah mikal makom mius v'chilu l'kedushas Hashemu. So all of these nida shifcha. Right, that she's she kashifcha etzlo. Rashi says goya, right, goya, which is avedas kochavim, right. That's the Rashi's gear. Says zona again. Rashi says pashtus. That's not an isur de oraisa per se, because derechasnus mashta. The pashtus of the pasuk is marrying them. Somebody marries them. Bikvius, it's worse. That could be an isur de oraisa, but a one time maisas nus is not a de oraisa. But all of them. Are Durabanan. Aval, but, and the Tanakama had said, the first opinion had said, Aleph, which is also Eshazish. Eshazish. But the second day says, Ravin said, no, Avim Shem Ishus Leslahu, they don't have the concept of Ishus. Rashi, Ishus, Stam, Kusis, Mufkeres, Vedim Yuchadis Labayla. Vidach, the first opinion says, no, they do have, Nishayo Vadila Mifkari, they have a concept of marriage, and therefore, that could, the Durabanan would be Gozer, Atu. To that. So again, there's a concept of kanon pogenbo, which is very fascinating. If all of these, at the most, what are they doing? A chamur iser drabanan. That's enough to be mechayev kanon pogenbo. But the answer is yes, because of the chil Hashem element, and that is maybe even worse than anything else. As the Rambam writes in the Chosshuva, you can't do tshuva for chil Hashem. Everything has tshuva. Everything has something. Okay, in this case, these types of averas, then it's punishment. This type of averas is also with Yisurin. This one is also with Yom Kippur. This one is also with Misa. Everything has something, but then you get to Chil Hashem, stuck. How do you remove Chil Hashem? So at root, that's Kanon Pogenbo. Kanon Pogenbo, if somebody is, and that's a Daraisa, obviously. It's undermining of the whole fabric of the world. Right, even if technically it's not one of the arayos and it's not one of the tumas nida, because all of these only apply within Am Yisrael, but still the chil Hashem element is totally undermining. Amar Rav Chisda, other details. Habali malechi morin lo. If somebody comes and asks a shaila, there's a bal aramis outside, Rachmana Litzlan, and he runs into the Beis Medrash. What's the halacha? What do I do? He comes to ask, Ein Morin Lo, we do not tell him that Kanon Pogenbo. It's not a halacha that is Nitan Lishol. Right, you could ask, but he's not going to give that answer. Ein Morin Lo, it is a momentary, at that moment, you come, you do it, that's a kanoin. If somebody's coming to ask, so then that is not the halacha. So we have to teach this halacha beforehand. Good. There's a little mystery why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss all these halachas, right? The Rambam brings a couple of them in. Some say, is it a chiv or is it a reshus? Kanon pogenbo. That's a big discussion in the Achronim. Whether it's a chiv or a reshus. In this case, the Magali Sayam discusses this, quoting many sources. Maybe he says, maybe it's only Bizman HaMikdash, when we have a Sanhedrin backing us up. Not that the Sanhedrin gave the answer, but he quotes all the Chalkas B'chokek in Ebenezer, Simen Yud Zayin, where some of this is Simen Taz Zayin. So he quotes, Lama Hishmet Din Shal Kanon Pogenbo Shekasav Aramam Vatur. Right, the Shulchan Aruch left it out. Ubein Eliyahu Kasav Shamachaber Hishmito Kivan De'in Morin Kane. Okay, maybe because you don't give it as a psak. So it's a Shulchan Aruch is cases of psak. The Efshar, says the Magali Yesayam, the din kanon udafka kishyesh sanhedrin belishka sagazis, the dunim dinin efashis, the oz hakanai dino kis sanhedrin. Wow. Ava bizman she'ein sanhedrin belishka sagazis, the dunim dinin efashis, afilu kanoi osur laharog. The kvar efligu kadmonoi, mi kanon bongabo havi mitzvah o rishus. He quotes the Yerushalmi, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, who says it's only Rishus. Right? All this different day is about that. But that is one of the formulations. Again, there are many questions in Kanon Pogenbo. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a Rishus? Is it a Chayve Misas Bezdin? Or is it something extra legal that is not considered within the legal system? So that formulation of, maybe it's only when there's a Sanhedrin there. So how does that work? Because he's Kilu the Sanhedrin, or maybe the Sanhedrin gives certain powers to the time, even though he's not the Sanhedrin. The formulation of the Magal HaSayam was that he's Kilu the Sanhedrin, kind of like Shlichusayu, which Dafka works when we don't have a Sanhedrin. Here is Dafka when there is a Sanhedrin. Either way, that is the a discussion in the poskim. So Abali Malech Ein Morin Lo, we don't tell him what to do. Itmar nami amar rav bar barchana amar biyochanan habali malach in morin lo v'lo od. Also elash in pirish zimri v'hargo Pinchas. What if Zimri had turned around and killed Pinchas? Neragalav. So I'm sorry, Neragalav. So if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, Neheragalav, he would have been killed for it. Why? Because he's Chayiv Misa. Nefach Zimri, I'm sorry. That's the next line. Impire Zimri Vargo Pinchas. If Zimri had stopped the act right before Pinchas got there, Pinchas jumps into the tent, as we'll see, and Zimri stops committing the crime, Pinchas has to stop. Pinchas can't kill him. It's not an onesh after the fact. It's only an onesh during the act. If Zimri had stopped, and Pinchas, I would have killed him, Neragalav, Pinchas would be Chayiv Misa. Nefach Zimri Vargalav Pinchas, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, and Neragalav, he would have been allowed to. Shrei Rodifu, that's self-defense. If somebody's trying to kill Zimri, Zimri's allowed to turn around. Even though other people are not allowed to kill Pinchas, obviously. Because everybody else is in the parsha of killing Zimri. Even though Pinchas is a Rodev, he's only a Rodev too. The Zimri, he's not a Rodev to anybody else. That is a ha'ara of the Mefarshim here. Vayomer, and that on this line is where that Mishnah Melech was. That was just quoted by the Margolius Hayyan, the Mishnah Melech in the first parak of Vilchos Rotzeach. He quotes this suffix. Nistapakti. He quotes Birotzeach Bishgaga. Sheish Rishus. It's not a case of like Rishus. Rotzeach Bishgaga, Sheish Rishus, the Goladam Lahargo. A Rotzeach Bishgaga, if somebody, there's a Rishus for the Goladam to kill him if he's not in the ear Miklat. Im Nis Ameitz HaRotzeach V'Harag LeGoladam. Im Neharag Alav. Can the Rotzeach Bishogeg fight back? Right, so Pashtus is yes. Pashas is Vilmisvara, they don't know Golah. Pashas is he could kill the Golah Adam, he's not killed for it. Vismach Ladavar Zimri. That's his remes. Da Amrina Napach Zimri Varag Lapinchas Ain Naragalov. Vadayin Ain Biyadi Raya Machrachas Laza. Right, Ain Biyadi Machrachas. I don't have a Raya, but that's what his remes is. Vaita. Vayomer Moshe El Shofti Yisrael Vagomer. Holach Shiptosh. Now we get the story. Holach Shiptosh Shimon Eitzel Zimri Ben Salu. The Shevet of Shimon went to Zimri. They went to Zimri when all of the plague was going on, right after Bilam gave the advice and all of the Midianite women. So he gives the advice. They say, all these people are dying. What are we going to do? Amrulo, hein donadin nefashus. That's a Yoshi v'shosek. Do something. Ma asa, amad v'kibis kaftal of Elohim Yisrael. He gathered 24,000 Bnei Yisrael. Right? He was one of the Nesiim. V'holach eitzel Kozbi. He went to Kozbi, a Midianite woman. Amrulo, hishamili. He says, please, give in to me and be mezana with me. Amra lo pasmelachani. What do you mean? I'm a princess. V'chein tziva li avi otishmi el agolo shebehem. My father told me only Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar lo afani nasi shevedu. Zimri says back, 1 minute, I'm a nasi too. I'm just like Moshe. V'lo od, I'm better than Moshe. Elashu gadol mimenu. Who, meaning me myself, Zimri, I'm greater than Moshe. Shu sheni labeten v'hu shlishi labeten. I'm the second born. Moshe's the third born of his family. Tafsa Biblu Risa, he grabbed her by her hair, Vevi Eitzel Moshe, and brings her to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why dafka the hair, the Ben Yoyada discusses. Amar lo, Ben Amram, Zu Asura Moteres, says Zimri, Ben Amram, Moshe, you might let him take this woman or not. V'yim Tomar Asura, and if you say it's Asura, Bas Yisra Mihitira Lacha, so who allowed you to marry Bas Yisra? This is a non-Jewish woman. She was a non-Jewish woman. He's not going to get to the details of Gerus. He says, am I allowed to take this woman? Nisalma mimenu halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu did not remember the answer. This is one of the six cases, I think, of Moshe Rabbeinu being Nisalma mimenu halacha. Go kulam b'b'chiyah. All of Klal Yisrael start crying. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't remember something, but it obviously was b'hashgacha. Final d'chsevim abochim pesach olamoy. They were all crying. V'chsev v'ayar Pinchas. By the way, we don't have time to go through with it now. Maybe at the end of this time. When he comes to Moshe, what does he say? Ben Amram. Doesn't say Moshe. Doesn't call him by his name. We've discussed in the past. If you don't say somebody's name, that you're not being machsh of them. Right? Ben Amram. Cannot say his name. Shaul HaMelech can never say David. He always says Ben Yishai. Yehonathan in the Haftarah for Machar Chodesh. Shaul keeps saying Ben Yishai. And Yehonathan keeps saying David. Because, again, that's the inability to say. Good. Viksiv Ayar Pinchas ben Elazar. Ma'ra, what did Pinchas see? Three different opinions. Amar Rav, Ra Maisav, and Iskar Alacha. He saw the act and he remembered what Moshe Rabbeinu had taught him. Amar Lo, Achi Avi Abba. That means Moshe. my great uncle. Lo kach li matani beridzcha be'er Sinai. Didn't you teach me when you went down from Arsinai, Abolas Akursis Kanan Poganbo? Amar lo Moshe says, yes. But Karyanasa de Igrasa Iulevi Parvanka. The one who brings the letter is the one that has to act based on the letter. Meaning, you remembered, so you're the one that does it. Again, the Ron says here, this was not Nechshav a Psak, because Halacha is Ein Morin. Ein Morin. Moshe's just letting him, Moshe's not, you said it, not me, so you take care of it. Right? It wasn't a Psak here. That he was giving. By the way, also the Yad Ramah, again a major topic here, which I don't have time for. The Yad Ramah says Moshe could have given another answer, right? Is this girl mutter? Nitzan Torah v'nischat shehalacha, right? Don't ask me from before Har Sinai to after Har Sinai. The Yad Ramah has that line from the Gemara Masechah Shabbos, right? Don't ask me. So he could have given a lot of answers, but for some reason, Nisam and Halacha, Hashem wanted Pinchas to save the day, or Shmuel Amar, or he wanted someone to save the day. B'Shmuel Amar, number two, what did he see? Rosh in Chachma v'in Tuna v'in Eitzah k'negad Hashem. Kol makam sh'shchil Hashem, in Chokhan kavel Rav. That's the pasuk. He saw Chil Hashem taking place. So he stands up and he says, I don't care if Moshe's here, if everybody's here, I'm doing this. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Abelazar, Rosh abam malach v'hishchis ba'am. He saw the plague starting to happen. He's like, quickly, I got to save the day. I got to do something in order to say, remember, this act of Chil Hashem, which was being committed in front of 24,000 B'nai Yisrael, and they're all taking part of it. And all of them are being mizan all over the place. But the Nasi, one of the greatest Gedolei Adar, was doing this in public in front of everybody, and everybody starts dying. You got to do something very fast. He got up, he took a spear. Why didn't he have the spear with him? He didn't have his weapon in the base medrash with him, right? Which is a major halachic topic also. Shalaf, Shinanavi, Nicha, Beunkelo, he took off the tip. The edge of the sword, he put it in his in a private place in his malbush. Bahaya nishan v'holech amaklo, and he goes and he's walking on his sword, which he pretends is to be a stick. Ve'kivan shehigia etzal shiftol shal Shimon, he comes to Shimon, he comes to the tent where Zimri and Kazbi are. Amar, he says, heichan matzinu. He wants to pretend that he's gonna also do an avera. Heichan matzinu shiftol shal Levi gadol misha Shimon. Who says Levi's any better than Shimon? Meaning, I'm here from Levi, I want to do the avera also. Who says anybody is better? Amrulo, Hanichulo. They said, okay, let him. Afula, Sosrochem Nechnas. He obviously wants to be Mazana too. Great. Right? So he didn't, the Mepharshim explained what Levi was much better than Shimon. Right? But Levi and the Kohanim and the Leviim. So maybe Shimon and Levi Achim. Klei Chamas Mecher Roseim. Going back to Achedina. But we're not better. We're in this together too. Hitiru, that's what the Ben Yoyoda says. Hitiru, Prushin es Adavar. Right, so people started saying, "Well, even the Prushin, even the Tzaddikim, even Pinchas." But he went in, obviously, and he—that's—I guess this is where Ehud ben Gera learned it from, to cover up the weapon and they go inside and take care of business. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shisha Nisim Nasu Lo Pinchas. Six Nisim took place that day. Echad Shailo Lo Zimri Lifroish Velo Pirish. Right when Pinchas walked in, Zimri should have stopped the act, and then he wouldn't have been able to kill him. But he didn't. He should have been able to scream out to get his men to help him. He didn't. He stuck the spear dafka in the makom on the body where they were committing the Maisa Avera. Dafka got it at that spot. Also, they didn't fall off and just fall to the ground, and nobody would have seen that it was dafka for that Avera. And a malach came and showed, I guess in whatever way it was, lifted up the mashkof in the doorway to show what happened. And the other nace was the malach came, and the people that were involved with the act weren't there to save Zimri. Right? Not only did he not scream, but even the people that were around. Right? Rashi here quotes, doesn't have the girsa of Ba'am. Right? That's it says v'hishchis v'hutrezu b'nei shivto v'lo harga l'pinchas. Afterwards. Either way, these are the Nisan. And what happened? Afterwards, Bavachifton of Neamakom says the Pinchas, and we had these couple of lines earlier also, he takes them in front of Hashem, Amar Lafan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Elu Yiplu Chavdalet Elef Yisrael, for these two people, this is why 24,000 Jews die. Shenemar, Vayiyu Hamaisiba Magifa, Arba Ve'esrim Aleph. 24,000, Vayhainu Dechsiv, Vayamot Pinchas, Vayipalel. Pinchas did palilim, that means judges. Amar Belazar vayis palelo nemar ela vayis palel. Melamed kaviyachol shasa plilas imkono. He had a dintar with Hashem, so to speak. 24,000 for these two? That's not fair. Bikshu Malachi Asheris Ladachvo, the Malachim tried to push him aside, so to speak. How can you talk that way to Hashem? Amar Lo, and Hashem says, Hanichulo Levim, Kanoi ben Kanoihu. He is a Kanoi ben Kanoi. Who is the ben Kanoi? So here Rashi quotes me, Sheva Levi, Shekini b'maisadina, Hachzone Yazez Achoseinu. Right, that's one of the most mysterious psukim in all the Torah. Shimon and Levi say that to Yaakov, and there's no answer given. Did he accept what they did? Did what they do in the end was right? They stood up for their sister or not? Right, that line is mysterious. So he's a Kanoi Bekanoi, and also Meshav Chema ben Meshav Chemahu. And that's referring to Aaron, as it's quoted in the Rashi by the Maisa of Korach. So he comes from Aaron, and he comes from the Levium. The Meshach Chachma, the beginning of Pinchas, talks about the different tovos that were done by Pinchas, and Pinchas really did two good things for us. One following Aaron, and one following Levi. He says, Hine, Pinchas asa shnei dvarim. Echad, shaharag Yisrael b'shvel nikmas kfor Hashem, shalo yischalel. V'zeh kanom ha-makanom l'chvor ha-makom v'ya'uma pogimbo. And that he learned from Elazar, he quotes, and then Sheni Shifker is called the Olam Haba. V'kino Tavasim Yisrael, he gave away all of his Olam Haba, right? He by Palel, Pinchas started arguing with Hashem. He was Moser his own nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and that he learned from Aaron HaKohen, who did the Egel, as we learned earlier in the first parak. And he said, "I'll do that." Mutach Shi'itlu Hasir Chon Bi Va'al Yovdu. So he quotes, one is from Elazar, one is from Aaron, and that's why he quotes Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Good. Then we have this. Rashi quotes this in Ala Torah. Hischilu shvatim evazanoso. The shvatim, after this whole act, one would think, after all these nisim took place, Bnei Yisrael still didn't get it. Right? We didn't get it. So he started making fun of him. Pinchas, how'd you do this? You killed one of the Gedolei Hador. Hischilu shvatim evazanoso. You saw what this Ben Puti did. Who is the Ben Puti? His grandfather did Avodah Zarah. Who's his grandfather? Right, his mother. Pinchas' mother was a daughter of Yisro. Pinchas ben Elazar married a daughter of Yisro, according to at least one Chazal. Right, so Moshe and his nephew Elazar both married sisters. They both married sisters. They were brothers-in-law, and they were uncle and nephew. So your grandfather did Avodah Zarah. Faragnasi Shevim Yisrael, and he did this. Ba'akasav Yichzu Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakohen. Right in the Torah it says, look at his paternity. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Hakdeim Lo Shalom, and Hashem says to Moshe, give him a special bris of Shalom. Shneamar Lachenu Amar Hineni Nosin Lo as brisi Shalom. Veruya Kapara Zusha Teimachaperes Va'oleches LaOlam, and forever. This will last, right? Many mafreshim point out, I think the Netziv writes in Ala Torah, right? Dafka Shalom, because his act was one of, so to speak, kanaus, and one would then think, oh, he's not in Shalom man. Hashem gives him a brisi Shalom, either to reflect that he is really an Ish Shalom, and this was all Hashem Shemayim, or, I think the Netziv says, every act that we do, like the Chinuch says, affects us, and because you were just in an act of Ritzicha, Hashem didn't want it to, even though it was totally Shem Shemayim, didn't want it to affect Pinchas, so he also gave him to balance out a bris shalom. Period. Amar Nachman Amar Rav, Maidav Siv Zarzir Masayim Otayishu Melech Al Kum Imo Dalad Meas Vesrim Arba Bilosh Bolos Arasha Oso Ayom. Zimri was with Kuzbi many, many times. Right, the Maharal writes here, it doesn't mean this literally, it just means many times, that he would have wanted to be with her hundreds of times. Vehimtilo Pinchas Ashatashas Kocho, Pinchas waited until he got a little weak. Vueni Odea Shemelech El Kum Imo. Pinchas didn't realize he didn't have to wait. Hashem was with him, so even if he would have gone in when Zimri was strong, wouldn't have helped Zimri. B'masdi satana, shishim, 60 times. Achenasa kibetza ha muzeres v'hi aisa, right, he was all tired out. V'hi aisa ka'aruga malei amayim, and she was full of his zera, meaning tons of times, terrible. Amar of kahana u'moshava be'sa, and it was so many times that her body was a little expanded. Tani rav kaner of Yosef kever shala ama, it was very widened out. Amar of Sheshes, Lo Kazbi Shma Ella Shvilnai Basur Shma. Her real name was Shvilnai Basur. Sur was the king of one of the kings of Midian. V'lama Nikra Shma Kazbi Shekazba Baviya. Why is she called Kazbi? Because she went against what her father said. Her father said, only be with Moshe Rabbeinu. She didn't listen. Davar Acher Kazbi Shamar Laviya, or Kazbi, because she said to her father, Kos Bi Amze. I want to chew up. I want to destroy this nation. That's the word kozbi. In me. Kozbi. Vayna damri inshi. And this is what people say. Bein kani l'urvani shvilni mabaya. In this secluded spot between the reeds, what's the shilvani? Right, because that was her name. Right, somebody who does an indecent act, right, is called shvilnai. Bahadi kalfi dekani shvilnai mabaya. But amongst the reeds, also, same kind of idea, what's she doing? Gavsa le'ima. She has desecrated her mother, right? Because if a woman is promiscuous, then sometimes you blame it on the mother as well. Period. Am Rebbe Yochanan. Chamisha shemos yeshlo zimri. Zimri also had a couple of names. Zimri, uben salu, vishaul, uben akananis, vishlumiel, ben suri shadai. Zimri al shanasa be kabeitza muzeris. As we said before, referring to his shechva zera. Ben salu al shehisli avonos al mishpachto. Because of what he did, he brought all tragedy on his family. That's ben salu. Shaul al shehishul atzmo ledvar avera. What does that mean? He didn't do the avera l'shem hana'a and taiva only. He did it l'shem lahachis. Right? He borrowed himself out, so to speak, for advar avera. For advar avera. Or Rav Bunim writes, even Zimri, it wasn't really his mahus. He borrowed himself out to do the avera. But deep down, every Jew has that nekudas hakadusha. Ben Akananis, al sha'asa ma'isa kanan, umashmo, shlumiel ben suri shadai shemo. Right, that's his name. The Chasam Sofer says, why is it that sometimes in Yiddish, when we say somebody doesn't have any mazel, we call him, so to speak, a shlumiel? Right, shlumiel ben suri, it comes from here. He didn't have mazel because he had six nisim that went against him. He didn't have good mazel that day, right? All these six nisim that occurred. Naturally, all of these things shouldn't have occurred to him. That's where the name Shlumiel comes from, says the Chasam Sofer even. Good, just a little bit more. And then again, the next couple of dafim will be put up. Be in Yani Yantif, Be'ez Hashem will have Mondays, but for the next couple of days, it'll mostly be put up from the last cycle as we celebrate Chag. So let's just do a couple more lines. Says the Gemara, Kohen Shishimish Betumah, a Kohen that did the Avoda Betumah, right? This was the next on the list. Now we're quoting that the Mishnah, right? The Echa of the Kohenim don't bring him out to Bezdin, but they just take him out to the back of the Beis HaMikdash. Boy Minei Ravacha Barhuna Merav Sheshes. Kohen Shishimish Betumah, Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, Oyen Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Is he Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim? Not clear in the Mishnah, just as they take him out and they kill him. Is he Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim or not? He's obviously not Chai Mises Bezdin, because they don't bring him to Bezdin. What about Mises B'dei Shemayim? So, Amar Leitani Tua, it says in the Mishnah, Kohen Shishimish Betuma, Ein Achiv HaKohanim Mevienos Ola Bezdin, Ela Pirchei Kunim Otzinos Ola Chutz Lazara, Upozer Az Bocha Begizrin. Okay, what does that mean? V'yisal Gadaita B'chai Mises B'dei Shemayim, L'shvekei Delikto B'dei Shemayim. If he's Chai Mises B'dei Shemayim, let them just let Shemayim take care of it. What are they doing? It must be he's not Chai Mises B'dei Shemayim. Says the Gemara of Elamai, Eino Chayiv. He's not Chayiv. So Mika Midi Drachmana Patre Vana Neka Meniktole. So where do we ever have anything that he's Pater, but we kill him? If he's Pater, he's Pater. So the fact that we kill him must be that he is Chayiv Misa. Says the Gemara, what, we never have a case where he's Pater and we kill him? Velo? But what about other cases? Vatnan, let's just do one of them. Mishalaka Vishana, Beze Machrisa Nosola Kipa, Rachmana Patre Vana Katzlinale. There's an example where he just did a Malkus Aveira a couple of times, and yet we brought this him L'kipa, and we indirectly cause his death, right? So isn't that an example? So do here. Maybe he's not Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and yet we kill him. Says the Gemara, that's not a good Raya. Ham Reb Yirmiya, Am Reish Lakish, but Malkus Shal Krisus Askinan. That Mishnah is talking about Malkus of Krisus, not of, so he is Chai Misa, the Gavra Baktalu. He's a baktala. Vagoni vakasva. So that's not, is it? That's not chayim misa. Haber viu debekli shari saskinon. Veremisa lo yavol leros kavalas hakodesh vamesu. As we just started out, that's also chayim misa. Vamakalas hakosem. Is that chayim misa? Hatani Rav Yosef. Yaka kosim es kosamo demechzikim avarech hazashem. So all these are chayim misa. Vabolas kusis. Hakri l'rav kana bechelme. Vahatkir of l'rav l'gamre. So all of these that don't appear to be chayim misa are chayim misa. And therefore, you can't bring me any rayas that, oh, there are cases where a person is not Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, and yet we are going to kill him. So, we did not answer the question yet, and the Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya one way or the next. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue again in a couple of days, and hopefully after Yantif, we'll get back to a regular schedule.